doesn't think he will be. He thinks he might be, but he doesn't think he will. And if he's not, it doesn't go any, that means it doesn't go any further than the White House.
Well, I'm not so sure he thinks that.
No, that's right. He said they may be after bigger targets.
Yeah, just name defendants.
You mean like,
or like yours truly.
Yeah. I think he's trying to get attention with that, John. I don't think those can see that John Dean. Okay. We all gotta keep really perspective. We've got a mind of tangential relationship. As however, he's at a somewhat higher level, admittedly, but he can establish himself in a similar role to that of Strawn, since that he was merely a messenger, conduit, agent.
Boy, Mitchell.
Not a principal.
Mitchell sure doesn't agree with that. He'd be a tough. I assume Mitchell will never testify. That would be my assumption.
One thing I was thinking of that we didn't talk to, but I'm sure you thought through it, I have thought through it while I was reporting to the president, is that the outcome of the Magruder thing is that there will never be any public Magruder testimony.
That's right.
So the question of what Magruder's testimony comes to is only a matter of what Grant.
No, that's not right, though. Because he will be indicted, he'll plead guilty,
right.
He'll be sentenced. Then he's available.
To the committee?
Well, to the committee or to the court as a witness in somebody else's case.
Oh, yes.
Sure. He brought back in his prison denims, changed into a business suit, and put on the stand.
Oh. Really?
Sure.
That was he takes the fifth on possible additional self-incrimination.
Two other stories that two other guys make up.
That's right.
And that anything and everything that's said will be believed.
And at least one of which will be enormously damaging to us.
There would be no way.
Not provable to damage.
No way to deny it.
Until Mitchell's trial, it can't be.
That's right. Until they stand trial. Well, the issue would prejudice their rights. Then Magruder could be a witness after he's been sentenced, if he wanted to be. Here's the tricky point: whether or not Irvin can grant immunity to someone who has been sentenced and is serving a sentence is something that I don't know whether that would make any difference or not. I have no doubt that the judge can, but I don't know whether the Senate can. I think Irvin's best bet is to suspend as soon as these indictments are announced. I mean, that's, if he was smart, that's what he'd do. And just let this thing tear everything up. And then come around afterwards and touch up places that have been missed. Just sort of go around the battlefield and get the coup de grace.
Their whole pitch is that this isn't the Watergate, it's the misuse of money and all that sort of stuff. They're going to run that money game down. Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Go.
Mitchell said it that way. Mitchell said that we should take great care to establish that 350 came from the pre-72 campaign money. Questioned your mind about that? And he said, no, my impression is that is where it came from. But he said, Maury Sands and Herb Kalmbach spent a week together trying to tie all these various funds down as the source. And that's a big loose end.
Well, you better, let's get that money. Well, there was no question about that. It was about
not
money.
No, but you see, Maury and Herb.
The question was that there was a lot more than that. The question was how much of it would we set aside to keep down for 350.
Maury
and Herb. Sean went over there. Either Sloan brought it over here or Sean went over there. I'm not sure which. Sean took delivery from Sloan.
Just before the campaign started.
It was April 6th.
April 6th.
I may make a problem.
After the day of the.
The day before the Senate.
John implied that they had bigger problems and that they had to use this money to make up some sort of do someplace else or something. He didn't get into all this, but he said that
they never told me that.
They had problems with making their accounting zone come out of even Kalmbach and Sands.
Kalmbach assured me all the time that the cash of 70 was intact, except for some that we knew had been used. But what was intact was, there was supposedly about $2 million. What was intact was about $1.6 million. And the question, there was way more than 350, in other words, many times that. And the question was how much of that $1.6 million, and they convinced me that you don't want very, you don't want the $1.6 million, or it could have been restored to $2 million, but you don't want that because under the new laws and everything, there's no way you could find to spend it. That much stuff you can spend on that wouldn't be traceable. And so somehow a figure of 350 was negotiated as being a reasonable figure that might be, would cover what might come up that would be impossible to put that big hole in the campaign. Friends of Nixon in 70 made a million. carryover plan.
That's the way to argue that.
That's what it was.
Circus. We want our testimony received in a judicious and probative way. We are willing to have it go, but only under the right circumstances.
Well, you have got to play the gist of your game of releasing the record of your negotiations, don't you?
Yep.
Simply say that this is what we offer.
Yep.
We stand ready to meet this offer whenever the enemy is willing to talk. Very well.
I think it will probably not, in the light of the heat from the grand jury and so on.
I still think you can. Maybe it can be done, but there's ought to be a way to turn the grand jury thing strongly on our way, which is that. This proves the rightness of the president's approach of full cooperation with the proper process of justice, which is bringing people even at the very highest level to account.
We're cooperating. I think we should have
been cooperating all along.
No question about that.
And the value of that value is first on this.
First man out of election, I should say, with the Commission Bureau.
Unwilling to tell the press what I discovered because of the rights of individuals. Unless we want to get Mitchell and Magruder off, I can sure as hell give them an ironclad defense. Prejudice their rights in such a way that they can never get a fair trial. Say that you instructed me to do certain things. One of the things you instructed me to do was talk to Magruder. Another thing you instructed me to do was talk to the Attorney General. And I did all those things.
You did, but not me.
And then I wouldn't mention who else. I can say I talked to other people. Get into any other names of any people.
Then why did you name this one Magruder? What's he saying?
I don't know.
We
always say what not to do.
Yeah.
It's not again, you know, about the
of chaos.
Disaster.
But the thing that's wrong with that is, while it's a one-day plus story, it's also the elimination of 90 days of negative stories.
Before you ever get up there. That's the point. And the setting up of 90 days of other negative, more negative stories.
Well, maybe.
That's the argument. The question is, how much more negative is it?
You could have
out there than have the senators go out and carry the cross and all that crap.
You could have peace with honor if we could get them to agree, as I believe they will, that executive privilege is reserved until the time of question.
They pretty much stipulated that.
That's right.
What do you mean reserved?
I mean,
you don't waive privilege regarding any individual question,
right?
You waive privilege as to appearance.
Right.
But if you allow us to appear, the merits of each individual question as to whether it relates to privilege or not has to be waived question by question. It will be by your representative accompanying the witness.
Look at it because I didn't need to look at it. I got a summary.
Deep work.
No, it Justice Department.
Go ahead.
And
I did what you know.
I didn't try and duplicate the work of the U.S. Attorney. What I tried to do was simply determine for the president's use and for the president's use only whether or not there was substance to charges that we were hearing and whether or not there was White House involvement with relation to those charges. And to determine whether or not the White House ought to be doing anything about its own personnel or about others that it was not doing. We were not trying to determine what the U.S. Attorney should do, or the grand jury should do, or the Justice Department should do. The same thing that we feel was proper for us to withhold anything from the Justice Department with the thought that some of this information might not have been previously available to them. So, I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to tell you what I found. But, no. I'm not going to tell you specifically what I found because, obviously, the purpose of my work was simply for the president to form judgments, as a basis for the president to form judgments with regard to White House personnel and other government personnel. To determine whether or not the White House was actually in any way impeding the progress of the prosecutorial effort, by anything that we were inadvertently doing. And that's not very fancy, and I'd want to think that through.
That's how you get a story.
I just put that up. Just flat put that out and do it, hang it on the peg of the Urban Committee setting a date. Their first day of hearings.
You can do that for everything.
No. They will Wednesday announce their hearing schedule.
And Holman makes a statement.
Holman makes a statement and says, well, I've been sitting here waiting for a chance to be heard. It's obvious now that it's going to be empty days before
we make their hearings.
But first of May is the earliest.
When they start.
Yeah.
And then six weeks before us.
So he can say it now looks like it'll be several months before I would get a chance to be heard before the Urban Committee at best. And so I'd like to make a statement that this going to a number of charges that have been
banned about
right.
And yet the way I would handle that, I would say no, I'd say this is great. No, the first I'd say what I had no knowledge of this, the statements are great. Now here are the facts.
We don't know.
Okay. And if you would on this right,
what I do is clearly establish, which is totally supported, that Segretti's instructions were that he was to do nothing illegal. And my answer to the question, well, how can you launch a guy out and say, don't make any
no.
That's one of the reasons that they that his being a lawyer.
But now here's what's in it.
See, that ties to the same fund that Kalmbach. See, you get the question, how could I authorize expenditure funds for Segretti? Well, I've already established that Segretti and that Kalmbach get these funds left over for the campaign. That's what I would assume he would do.
Right.
He was the custodian, say, of that.
These funds for private polling and so forth and so on. They were used only for $28,000. It was used for $20,000.
Is it Vietnam? It was selling to him.
he was saying is, it's really too bad that all this is coming out because there's so much sordid stuff that will be given to the White House.
This whole second writers in the Capitol stuff. What was the name of it? They weren't writers.
What's the name of the guy? Illustrators. Tell me. Tell it to John Mitchell.
John Colson. I don't know why it is. My father's always do is not to make the cover charge in his
indiscipline. That's right.
I think he should say that to the committee. Do you agree with that, Bob?
I don't know.
Or maybe do it twice.
It's weak if I don't.
Yes, you've got to say.
I think I'm going to make it in. I don't think
make it in general terms, but hold the white paper.
I cite
the white
paper. Cite some examples and say all these were done by the others, but I hold off on the thing of I request the committee look into it. When I'm up there, I say, as a matter of fact, you know, I have to understand that.
I do feel that we should get this ready. It really bounced in my head. That's the day to do it. I slapped her up there. And I said,
it's ready. Open up, it's ready, but it's closed. But it's sure awful long.
It'll be all right.
I'm not so sure that's bad.
It's already going to be all right. If I hang over the thing, then the chief's not true. And it says it's a committee that I cannot allow.
That it was delivered in pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Part of it
at the time they asked for, it's bound to the time they asked for. My interest was delivering.